follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening, too, wherever you are on this lovely planet of ours.
It's so nice to be back.
Yeah, happy day after Thanksgiving.
Valentine's.
Valentine's Day. Hope you all had a great time period since we've been speaking to you last. Today's show is called
Where You Going? Have you ever noticed how you're in a rush to get to where you think you need to get to in your life, and you miss the current moment as you strive to reach what you think is important and miss what really is important, which is this moment of now?
Have you ever done something like you've been in the shower and then some moment in the shower you can't remember whether you washed your hair or scrubbed your armpits because you were off thinking about the future? You weren't actually where you were. Today, let's use this show to bring ourselves back to here. This is the powerful place where creation happens, your life happens, satisfaction happens, and welcome to the show.
That's right. First thing we need to talk about?
Yes.
Being here.
Okay.
And what will get you here.
Yes.
Into being in the current moment of your life.
Tell us.
Is listening.
Mm-hmm.
And most of us listen to our thoughts to see whether we agree with what's being said or disagree.
And our thoughts fill in. When you said what we're going to talk about, my mind, of course, filled in with listening, because it's what we always talk about. And you said being here, and I just love that. I love that. I love how our minds are pre-programmed and going to
and now
what
I,
we expect.
I thought what you loved was how tricky I am.
Well, I love that,
too. That I set you up for that.
You know, after all these years together, you're still full of surprises.
That's right.
Life is grand.
Right. It's going on 30 now.
Yeah, it really is. And listening is key. Listening is key
actually,
to being here.
Actually, listening is key to our relationship lasting in the shape it's in for 30 years, because if we didn't listen to each other, we'd be in a lot of trouble. We would end up, like most people, fighting to get attention.
So today we're not going anywhere.
Yes, but we still have to talk more about listening.
Please.
See, listening is a proactive happening in your life. You actually intentionally listen to hear what another person is saying from their point of view, not to see whether or not you agree with it, not to see whether you already know what they're about to say. Listening will, if you actively listen, it will pull you into the current moment of your life, and that's where transformation takes place. Transformation, or enlightenment, if you will, is the byproduct of getting into the current moment of your life. And what gets you here is getting engaged in what's going on, and listening will get you engaged.
It will actually slow you down to being here. So that is, you're here rather than going to produce what you think is going to make you happy in the future, or having you be lost in rehashing those things in the past that you think you did incorrectly, that it allows you to be firmly right here, right now.
You know, our approach is not psychotherapeutic. It's not problem-solution-oriented. It is anthropological, and an anthropologist is someone who studies cultures. And human beings are all born into ongoing cultures where they learn the rules of behavior and the language that allows them to interact with other people in that culture. Well, in the first 6 years of your life, you absorb the culture you're in without questioning the validity of what you're absorbing or the truthfulness. So ideas are passed on to us that may not be truthful or real, like prejudices, are passed on to us before we are cognitive enough to discern that this is not my truth. When you learn as a child, you just absorb the culture you're in. And if the culture is one of self-victimization, then you learn to victimize yourself. If the culture is one of worry, then you worry about things. If the culture is one of fear, then you are fearful. And you blame it on your current circumstances, but it's got nothing to do with the current circumstances. In fact, you create the current circumstances to support the culture you've been raised in. So if you're fearful, then you create situations that keep you fearful because it's your comfort zone. This is all the good news, because if you discover this without judging yourself, you can start to take control of your own life, where those fearful situations. I mean, we were in Argentina last week, Ariel and I, and we were fording a river in Patagonia, and the water was quite high because the river came up. There was rain up in the mountains. And as we're fording this river, I realized that Ariel, her family is panic-stricken around water, and she has completely dissolved those fears. Not that they don't come up for her, but she doesn't empower them.
It actually came up stronger for me earlier in the week when we were there, and the wind was about 55 miles an hour. Imagine that, you know, standing in a sustained wind of 55 mile an hour and trying to cast a fly rod. But in water, and the water was blowing up over our backs, and it was all very exciting, but our mind could go forward, or at least mine could, to what if I get blown over in this river and get swept away? It had all sorts of dramatic possibilities that I was able to rein in and allow myself to be where I was, not in some fantasy dramatic future that in fact was not going to come. And
let's talk about the principles of transformation.
Yes, let's.
Okay, first principle of instantaneous transformation is that anything you resist will persist, will grow stronger, and will dominate your life. So if fear is one of those things you resist having, then you will remain fearful.
And the second principle is you can only be exactly as you are. So in that,
right now,
in our example of me in the river, the moment I was standing there, the wind could only be exactly as it was. The casting conditions could only be as it was. And the fear that came up could only be as it was.
That's right. Your emotions, your body sensations, your life circumstances in this moment could only be exactly what they are. And that's kind of interesting, because if you look in a dictionary under the word perfection, it says lacking no component part, whole, complete,
immutable.
Immutable. That means it can't be changed. And that's what perfection is. Well, each moment of our lives are perfect, except they may not fit our preferences. So if we disagree with how our life is showing up, first principle, anything you disagree with, you're stuck with. That's why happiness is so fleeting, because most of us don't disagree with our happy moments, but we do with our unhappy moments.
So the third principle is this. Anything you allow to be exactly as it is, such as Shai and I finishing each other's sentences, which we forgot.
Which is what we do, but we didn't tell you, if you're new to the show.
It completes itself, and it doesn't dominate you. So in the case of my fear, I just noticed it. It was a non-judgmental seeing of this body sensation, of the thought process, and it allowed me to simply just re-engage with what is. And I have to say, it went away very quickly, and I ended up feeling quite powerful in myself to be able to just be there, including the circumstances. It was really very alive and exciting. We have a caller.
We do.
Let's take her. Claudia, are you there?
How are you?
We're excellent.
We're great. How are you?
We're good, thanks.
Where are you calling from?
Ottawa, Canada.
Ottawa. You're newly in Ottawa.
I am.
What do you call people who live in Ottawa? Ottawadians?
That's my guess. That's what I was told anyway.
Okay, that was a good guess, Shia. Excellent. It's nice to hear your voice. You're in a much colder climate than we saw you last, which was in Costa Rica.
Yes. Yeah, that was amazing. And yes, it is colder here, although they're having a warmer winter than they've had in the past few years. So
well,
I'm liking it a little bit better.
Kind to us. It's kind to us all.
Yes, it is.
What can we do for you today?
Pardon me?
Do you have a question for us?
I do. And it's interesting because I was listening to you chat and my mind was going to the question that I'm asking, what do I want to get out of it? Where is it going? What am I, you know, and so my brain does this whole thing and I
Wait. What is the it that what do you want to get out of it? What it are you talking about?
My question.
What do you want to get out of the question itself?
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Exactly. Because I have a question and then I'm thinking, well, what is it that I want? Where do I want this to go? And as I was listening to you, my mind would sort of fade in and out. And then I'm thinking, well, what does it matter where it goes?
Well, what is your question?
Just ask the question. Well, as you know, I'm relatively new in Ottawa with a fellow that I am now living with. And the relationship is, you know, 4.5 months young. And particularly at night, you know, I wake up in the middle of the night sometime around 3 or 4 in the morning. And my thoughts are going to, where is this relationship going? You know, what am I doing here? And I'm, you know, and I'm listening to these thoughts and I'm thinking, why am I thinking these thoughts? And, you know, where is this relationship going?
I have a question for you.
Yes.
Why does it have to be going anywhere?
I like that question.
That's a great question.
It really is. Why does it have to go somewhere? What's wrong with the way it is right now, in this moment?
And there is nothing wrong with that.
You know, I was thinking about it earlier, Claudia. When I was a kid, my older sisters went to school before me, and I was always looking forward to getting there and getting into first grade and then getting to third grade and then graduating and then everything.
I had the same thing when I was a kid because I had older sisters, too.
And, you know, and when I was small, I wanted to be able to be tall enough to look over desks or counters. You know, everything was like this forward-thinking thing. And here you are with a person who you are enjoying their company, but your mind is structured to want to figure out the future as if it should be moving in a direction as opposed to being where you are and allowing yourself to enjoy where you are.
Exactly.
Yes, and I see that, and it's interesting because you mentioned something about, you know, happy. At the beginning of your radio show today, and I thought, you know, I am happy and I am enjoying it, but my mind does this thing where, well, some, you know, the other shoe's going to drop or something else is going to happen where, you know, like I can't be this happy.
Well, look, you can't be this happy because we're going to a break. So you're going to have to deal with being happy for a couple of minutes while they do the, you know, the station break, whatever.
Can you come back with us after the break?
Absolutely.
Excellent.
Hold on.
We'll be
back
shortly with Claudia. And so come on back, everyone.
And don't miss
being
here.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Canes fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
Listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
And we're speaking with Claudia.
Claudia, still with us?
Absolutely.
Okay.
You know, we were talking about you on the break.
You know, we do that.
And
we're gossips.
The first thing is, you shouldn't take your mind personally.
Well, seriously.
The conversation
you're listening to is a machine.
It's a recording.
And it's a machine that is a future and past, a past-future machine. It's a survival mechanism. It's constantly trying to figure out how the future is going to show up so you'll survive in it. You're trying to secure your future.
And your security really exists right here, right now. I mean, are things well in your relationship right now? Yes.
Well, then why worry about getting it somewhere that you think is going to be better than where you are?
Yeah.
Okay, we got four hums now.
Well, I'm assuming that it's past conditioning. You know, I have to tell you, one of the things we talked about in Costa Rica that you pointed out to me that I am absolutely so grateful that you did is the way I walk. And I walk very fast, and I've always done that because I've got to get somewhere. And
yes, but you see, you have an idea of yourself based in when you were a child about your size.
That you're too small.
So you have to move your legs faster to keep up with the big folks.
Yes.
But you don't.
And you're not significantly smaller than most people around.
That's right. But when you were a little girl, you were smaller than most people around.
Yeah.
And you did have to walk faster to keep up. But the conversation and your thoughts about yourself hasn't changed, even though you have.
And now there's no place to keep up to. It's really about allowing yourself the elegance of being here and being yourself.
And how you are in each moment, rather than trying to get some idea you have put together who knows how many years ago by a child about what a better you would be.
we know you, and we know you're this dynamic, wonderful, lovely,
intelligent,
powerful person, and over top of that is a patina of trying hard. And if you relax a little bit, Claudia,
the trying hard will fall away, and the effective human being that resides within you will take over.
Oh, that is so great.
It is. It really is.
And I can actually hear it in your voice right now.
Mm-hmm.
You're
a shift has just taken place in this conversation.
And we have another caller on the line, so I want to thank you so much for calling in today.
Well, thank you. Thank you for everything. It's just been great.
And we look forward to seeing you when you come down next for one of the New York City courses.
I'm planning on it, for sure.
Excellent.
Good.
Okay.
Have a great day, and say hi to your boyfriend for us. We hope to meet him sometime.
I will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye now.
Bye. Well, who do we got? We got Katie. Katie, are you there?
Yes, hi. I'm here. Hi.
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
Chicago, Illinois.
Hey.
Nifty.
The Windy City. Or is that the city? Yeah, that's
it is the Windy City. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What can we do for you today?
Okay. Let's see. Well, I feel like I have anxiety in my body. And I think it's from trying to get somewhere.
You're right.
You're surely right.
You're right. But it isn't that you think you have anxiety. You have anxiety because you think about how the future is going to turn out, and you're trying to, just like it was with Claudia, you're trying to get somewhere that you think will provide security for you in the future.
Yeah.
And most people are doing that, but it isn't a satisfying place to live from.
Katie, we've all been raised in a change modality, a past-future schematic.
And we've all been raised in a achieve something in the future that's going to be better than how we are right now. So everybody's trying to strive to get to what they think is better than where they are. So they're never really where they are, and that causes anxiety and stress.
You know, if you look at the difference between change and transformation for a moment, one of the components of a change modality, past for future, driving towards something, it's judgmental in nature. You have good and bad circumstances, for example, as opposed to just getting interested in what is. Change is also exclusive and preferential. So then what happens is when your life shows up as it does, you take a moment or several moments to either agree or disagree with it. And then you push away the circumstances that you don't want or don't like. And that's what causes you stress.
Because they're inconvenient to where you think you're trying to get to.
Right.
I mean, we had a very interesting thing happen with this new book that we're writing.
The book is written.
The book is written. You know,
the advanced copies are printed.
You know, How to Have a Match Made in Heaven, and it's really an excellent book. Except the distributors aren't going to be ready to sell it until September, and we thought they'd sell it for us in June.
So we had a June pub date, and they wrote us yesterday saying, please change it till September.
And that was like that disagreed with our agenda to
get it out into the world, to get somewhere. And it was such a wonderful experience because
it wasn't comfortable.
We felt off in our bodies. What you are describing about how you have anxiety in your body.
Yeah.
We sat in our kitchen last night. We said, something's off. We're not in our center. And we took a look at that we were disagreeing with the information that was coming because it didn't fit
our agenda.
And it was so wonderful just to look and say yes. And so we spoke to all the parties involved, and everybody's happier about it. The distributor's happier.
Our PR person is happier about it.
Our publicist, everything, we're happier about it. It, because our life is really about being here. Our life was arguing for something other than what we expected. And you can either listen to what your life argues for, or you can fight with it.
Right, and fighting with it is what most people do, because most people have an idea of where they should be by now in their life, and they're striving to get towards that idea no matter what life is presenting, so you avoid the magnificence of each moment because you're often some fictitious future trying to get somewhere, and so you disregard what's magnificent and satisfying and fulfilling in life in hopes of achieving something in the future that never really shows up, because, you know, the future doesn't get here until the current moment, and if you're practiced at disregarding your current moment, you'll disregard your magical future even if it shows up.
You know, I love something you said, Katie.
Yeah.
You talked about feeling anxiety in your body, and I really think most people miss that anxiety shows up in your body. And if you're already seeing that, then what you haven't perhaps caught is the thought processes that precede the anxious experience. And you're most of the way there that you're already recognizing that it's showing up in your body. And it's really about taking a look and paying attention to what you've been thinking that leads you there.
Now, I have a better idea even.
Hmm.
And that's not to worry about that at all, but to get into the current moment and just keep going from here. So you don't have to work on yourself, try to figure out why you're upset. All you have to do is get present. What's going on in your life, you're no longer upset. Even if you're upset, you won't be upset long, because the third principle is anything that you allow to be as it is. So if you get into the current moment, you allow your anxiety to be, it completes itself. If you resist the anxiety, you're stuck with it. And that's the story of most people's lives. Trying to get away from what they don't like keeps that in the forefront of their life.
Yeah.
Things in your life right now that you're resisting?
Are there things in my life that I'm resisting?
Yeah.
Yes, definitely. Should I give you an example?
Sure.
Okay. I feel like I've either been gaining weight or losing a little for probably the last year and a half, and it's like I'm not happy where I am, you know,
okay.
At my
current weight.
Okay,
I'm going to give you a really, really good hint, because we've discovered something that has had us losing weight effortlessly, but you're going to have to wait until we come back from the break to get this little tip.
Can you come back with us after the break?
Yes, for sure.
Okay,
we'll be back shortly, everyone.
Come on back and don't miss being here.
That's
and
right.
Then we'll tell you about this little tip that has had us losing weight effortlessly.
That's right. Come on back and don't miss
being here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club. The Excellence Club. The Cane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog. And take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com. The Excellence Club.
Success. health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
You with us, Katie?
Yes, I'm here.
Excellent. Before we give you our hint about what's been really supportive to us, I think there's at least two things to address. And
okay.
One is that I find in the weight loss game that people are often not honest with themselves about what they actually are eating and the portion size. And so I find for me, number one, it's easier if I'm really telling the truth about what I'm putting in my body. And rather than hiding from myself what I'm consuming, that's the first thing. And the second thing is that my identity is often wrapped up around how much I weigh. Like this whole conversation about I need to lose weight has been a companion to me forever, for a long time. Maybe not forever. When I was young, I was really very thin. But
then you needed to gain weight.
But even when I was thin, when I was like in eighth grade, around when my identity, my body identity was developing, I was having a conversation about whether or not I was the right weight then. Even though I was extremely small, I still had the idea that smaller is better and I should be smaller. My mind was already churning in that. You're going to have to find something else to occupy your mind if this whole weight loss thing becomes less consuming.
If it becomes a non-issue. You there? We lost Kate. Ha ha, that's very funny.
Oh, you're
okay.
Back, Katie?
I'm back.
I thought it was very funny. We tell you you're going to have to find something that not to occupy your mind if you give up this weight loss conversation and suddenly you disappear on us.
You know,
yeah.
Because
no.
Having this as a conversation has really been a companion for you.
Uh-huh, yes.
And,
okay.
And so when you focus on it, it becomes actually something you're resisting. It becomes harder, but it also becomes part of your identity.
Hey, no pressure, but, you know, we're doing the simplicity course, how to dissolve stress, fear, worry, and guilt.
And just want to invite you and invite all our listeners to New York City, March 9th through 11th. It is going to be a wonderful event. But that wasn't the hint we were going to give you.
And that wasn't the hint. And you can register online at our website, transformationmadeeasy.com. The hint is chia seeds. And if you don't know what chia seeds are, a couple of months ago, we didn't know what they were either.
And we saw our son-in-law at Christmas, and he looked so fit. And we said, wow, what are you doing? We expected him to say Pilates or yoga or running or to tell us about the activity he was doing. And he said, I've been consuming chia seeds.
Uh-huh.
And they are a seed that has very high fiber, high protein, omega-3 fatty acids. They're very good for you. They actually absorb water so you feel full. And
they keep you energized all day. So it's a very amazing thing. And we came back from Costa Rica and Argentina. And in Argentina,
We ate
things we don't normally eat, like bread products, and like croissants every morning, and sugary things, and all the stuff that we shouldn't eat.
And you know all the things about eating late at night. When we were fishing,
dinner was served at 11:30 at night. And so it was like we knew we had put on 5 to 10 pounds when we came home, but we were also taking these chia seeds. And the fact is, I'm 5 pounds lighter than I was before I left for Costa Rica.
I'm not 5 pounds lighter, but I am lighter, and I'm more sculpted. I see that kind of puffy look has gone away, and I can see in my abs
definition.
In particular, there's definition. And we haven't had the luxury of going to our Pilates classes because we've been busy. And I really love that.
Yeah.
So I would, you know,
go online. And find yourself some chia.
You can get it off Amazon. You can get it at chiadirect.com. There are lots of places for it. Chia is spelled, by the way, C-H-I-A. And there's Indians in Mexico who run like 40, 50 miles an hour. Miles a day to go from place to place.
And they live on these chia seeds. That's their main source of food. So, just as a hint, that might support you.
Oh, great. Well, that's great. Thank you.
And another hint coming to the simplicity course might support you, too.
But yes. The real thing is I'm eating for today, not for weight loss, and weight loss is happening, and I really like that.
That's it.
Oh, yeah.
It's not about being a better me someday. It's about being consistent with my today values of healthy eating and so I really like that, and I think that could support you.
Oh, that's cool. Thank you. Yeah, I'm always like, oh, I need to lose this amount of weight, you know,
right.
In my head.
And even if you do, nothing really changes, you know. You don't feel
happier.
When I
lived at the meditation center, I lost so much weight. I weighed 20 pounds less than I do now, and I still thought I needed to lose weight. So the idea that you need to lose weight is also a thought process that...
It's just an idea. It isn't necessarily true.
Okay.
And you know, we have another caller, so we're going to need to go, but it was really lovely speaking to you today.
Yes, it was. Thanks for calling in, Katie.
Oh, thank you, guys. That was great. So
you're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Well, Karen, are you there? Karen?
Well, Karen, are you there?
Yes, I'm there. I'm here. I'm Karen. I'm together with Valerie.
But you know what? We're hearing like that. Can you turn off your radio show? Because we're hearing you talk. We're hearing us talk.
I have a little bit of difficulties with the line.
Do you have the radio show on your computer?
Can you guys hear me?
Yes. Now we can hear you, yes.
Very good.
Okay.
But yes, you should also make sure and turn off the radio show.
I'm from Cologne,
your
Valerie. We guys today on the radio show. And I was really inspired by you guys talking about the chia seeds, because I experimented with them recently, and I put them in my smoothies or in basically in any, also in hot food, and I find they're really useful to keep me going through the day.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's great.
So and I was inspired of what, when you said that it's about that life. It's about like the elegance of being where you are.
Yes.
And I oftentimes feel kind of a restlessness and almost like a pressure on my chest, because
yes.
I'm just having these thought processes that I should be somewhere else instead of where I am, even though I enjoy where I am.
Yes. But you see, you don't fully enjoy where you are, Karen, because you have this idea that something off in the future is going to be better. So I'll give you an example. You're on a date with somebody, and you're thinking about if you should be in a relationship with them.
Right.
So you may have met them for the first time, but your mind rushes off to secure your future and ensure that you will hold on to what you think is what you need for your survival.
Right.
And most people don't realize that this pressure follows a thought, the thought that you should be getting somewhere, or the whole way our minds are structured. And if you don't resist that your mind is structured to get ahead, but simply notice it without judging it, you're returned to here. And it is an elegant experience.
Mm-hmm. I went to the gym this morning, and there it was very interesting. I met a lady I hadn't seen in a while, and we were just chatting and getting ready. She came out and I came in, and we just chatted, and she asked me about Costa Rica, and we shared on experiences and transformation, and we really laughed about our thought processes. And I don't like taking a shower in the gym. And I told her, and we laughed, and I took a shower, and it was actually a very nice, hot shower.
Right. But you have the idea that you don't like taking showers in the gym.
You want to
right.
just get on with it.
Right. You got to move on with your day.
Yeah.
All sweaty.
It's this idea and this... This voice telling me, like, when I'm in the gym, I should work, or when I work, I should be in the gym. Just always these things, vice versa, kind of.
Right. There's always something else that you should be doing. But the problem with that, Karen, is if you're making love, you're having the thought you should be doing your translation work.
Right. Yeah.
So that's a problem with listening to your thoughts as though they're true.
Well, that's part of what we were talking to Claudia about not taking her thoughts so personally.
Mm-hmm.
Where you simply listen to what is happening rather than listening to your thoughts.
Right.
And I love that you're starting to take a look at your thought processes and have a laugh at them, because they really aren't so serious.
Yeah, I like the idea of laughing. I mean, having fun with my mind is really fertile and fast.
Yes.
And just to see what's happening and don't take it too serious. That's a great relaxing idea.
Great. You know,
yeah.
We're
Thanks,
going to
guys.
Take a break here shortly. Can you come back with us after the break?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Most excellent. We'll be back and we'll be back with Karen. So why don't you all come on back?
Come on back and
don't miss being here.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award. Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul. Or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between. Discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com. The Excellence Club.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes.
Talking to Karen in Cologne, and it reminds us that we're coming to Hamburg to do two courses, the Freedom to Breathe on March 29th, and that really isn't about going anywhere. It's about getting here breath by breath.
Getting into the current moment of your life.
And then March 30th, 31st, and April 1st, we're doing the Secrets to Wonderful Relationships, and we're really happy that we're coming and we get a chance to hang out with all you folks in the European community. And I know some folks are coming over from the U.S. and from China and maybe even from Taiwan or Malaysia. So please join us, and you're invited. You with us, Karen?
Oh, yes, I'm here. And I registered for the course, and I'm very excited that you guys are coming over and to spend time with all folks from all over the world.
Excellent. Thanks. So is Valerie there with you?
Yeah, I'll pass you on to Valerie. Thank you.
Thank you, and thanks for being with us today.
Hi.
Hi, Valerie.
Hi, how are you, Shia and Ariel?
We're really good. We heard this morning that you had a loss in your family, that your dog of 17 years passed away in the last couple of days, and
yeah,
we wanted to pass on
right.
Our condolences.
It's really very hard for us. We lost her two or three days ago on Monday. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, our condolences for your loss.
Thank you very much. She leaves quite a big emptiness.
Yes.
But, you know, if you let yourself experience the loss, rather mm-hmm. than trying to get away from it, rather trying to go somewhere where you're feeling better, but just let yourself feel it. It's a really rich time, you know.
And it's a healing time.
Mm. Yeah.
Did you have a question for us?
I have a question. I noticed at home that I was quite a lot of time, or really most of the time, I'm running from one thing I have to do, like preparing breakfast, to then I see something which has to be done or clean, then I do that and I still haven't had breakfast. And then I have a bit of breakfast and then I think about something else and I do it and then I come back to my breakfast and that's going on. And I notice that I'm losing quite
that?
A lot. Oh, I'm sorry, I could not hear you.
Is there something wrong with that?
I have the feeling that I lose a lot of time.
Well,
and that
you may or may not. I don't know. But
I'm sorry. I have problem to hear you.
Yes, I know. We both can't speak at the same time.
And I know sometimes the connections with the phones, it overlaps.
Yeah.
But if you're not thinking that you're doing it incorrectly, if you have a bit of breakfast and then you go off and do a bit of project and then you come back and have a bit more breakfast, if you're not disagreeing with that, then life becomes this dance as opposed to this
becomes
fight.
Easy as opposed to difficult.
Mm.
See, you're judging yourself for how you're going about your life.
Mm.
And that's never comfortable.
Yeah.
See, look, you can have a little breakfast and do a little work and have a little breakfast and do a little work. Pretty soon it's like a song.
Yeah.
Have a little, do a little, have a little, do a little.
Talk, 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 take a lot, do a little more.
Right, that's the song. I didn't know the song, but I knew that.
Talk
right.
a lot, do a little more.
That's
from Oklahoma.
Right, it's from Oklahoma.
One of my favorites. Good.
But you know, Ariel and Shia, I have the impression that when I do a bit of this and a bit of that and left things undone or unfinished, then I come back and so on, that I spend a lot of time doing all these little things, and then I lose the time that I in fact need for important things to be done, like and then I do the things later on which had to be done, working of course and translating and so on. And in the evening, I think, oh, no, I don't have yet. Now I don't have enough time to go to the gym. So I punish me and I don't go to the gym.
So look, let me tell you a lot of what it is.
Yeah.
A lot of what it is, Valerie, is that you complain to yourself about what you're doing.
As if you're doing your life incorrectly.
Right. And that takes time to complain to yourself. So in the time that you're complaining, you're not actually being efficient at what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is where you lose time, because you're not just doing those little things or mm-hmm. those important things. You're also having a conversation with yourself about mm-hmm. whether or not you should be doing those little things, or
mm-hmm.
if you're wasting time by doing those little things. And so the conversation itself mm-hmm. wastes time.
Okay. You know, we just got back from a significant time away, the two of us, being working in Costa Rica and then going down and doing things in Argentina and making connections there, as well as doing the fishing trip. And when we came back, there were lots of little things to complete.
Yeah.
And I find that it's really important for me to just keep completing things rather than judging myself for having pieces left undone. And the more I complete those little things, the more space I have.
Yeah.
But you're in the habit of complaining about yourself and judging yourself.
To yourself.
I didn't get the last bit.
You're in the habit of complaining to yourself and judging yourself.
Yeah.
And in this last minute that we have on this show today with you, Valerie, we really want to encourage you to be kind to yourself rather than berate yourself for what you're doing, because you have a mental structure that you should do it a certain way, and life tends to show up not to our expectations. It shows up the way it does.
And if we are prefer it to be different, then we are usually stressed over our lives because life keeps showing up the way it does, not the way we want.
So I have a game for you, and that game is to be kind to yourself in the days ahead and see what happens. I guarantee you, you will be far more efficient, and you're certainly going to be more satisfied as you go along.
Yeah. I will. Yeah. Thank you.
You're gentle
so
with yourself.
And thank you for calling in today.
Yes.
It's been a pleasure to be with you, and I just love hearing your voice. It's so
thank
nice to have
much.
You in our lives.
Thank you, both of you.
And hopefully we'll see you in Hamburg.
Yes, we will.
Good.
Excellent. Well, thanks, everyone, for being with us today. It's really a pleasure to be here, and we invite you to come back with us next week.
Right, so come on back, and don't miss
being
here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.